We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, and we're chatting here today with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler, who is almost a year in here now at the department. He started December 31st is when he was sworn in. That was New Year's Eve. We've got the holidays coming up here, and a lot of people will be celebrating with their families and their friends. And, you know, this is a good time of year to just kind of remind people to do it safely.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about this, I think there's a tendency of the public to kind of glaze over because it's the same messaging. But it's the same messaging because we still have issues that cause some of the problems. You know, when it comes to shopping or driving and your home, you know, the same basic standards still apply because we deal with this a lot, and that is lock your car. About half the cars that are broken into are unlocked. And so if you lock your car, and when you do that, hide your stuff. You know, if you have valuables, don't leave them sitting on the seat or in the console where people can see them, because even if your car is locked and they can see it, it creates more temptation for them to want to get in there and take it. So lock your car, hide your stuff, your house, lock your house. I'm one of those people that leaves my lights on at night. You know, some people think that it runs up their electric bill. Well, with LED light bulbs now, really the cost is minimal to leave your lights on. And when you do that, people are less likely to come up and try your door or take your stuff when they can be seen by the neighbors. The other thing is, when you see suspicious activity, one of the most common things we hear from people after a crime is reported was they saw something suspicious, but they didn't call it in. You know your neighborhoods, you know your businesses better than we do. And when you see something that doesn't seem right, you don't have to wait to figure it out. If it doesn't seem right, trust your gut instinct and just call us. Have an officer come to the area. Even if the person has left, creating that visibility sends a message to people that, hey, you know, people are paying attention here. Maybe this isn't a crime of opportunity. Because one of the things people say is, I don't want to bother you. I know you're busy. But that's what we're here for. We are your community police department. We're here to come out and check things that you are concerned about. That's what you pay us for, and we want to come out and do those things. So please don't hesitate or apologize when we do come out because you think something is wrong. Two other things related to driving. One, please put down your phones. It's a consistent problem. We hear about it from others in the community that we don't do enough to hold drivers accountable who are driving with their phones in their hand here in the city of Manhattan, where it's against the law. And again, I go back to what I said at the beginning of the show. I wish my officers could be everywhere at once, but we do write tickets for that violation. Distracted driving is one of the primary causes of accidents. And then the last thing has to do with drinking and driving. You know, drinking and driving is always a gamble. You know, we know from statistics that people drive drunk a lot before they get caught. So you're always taking that gamble, rolling the dice when you do it. It's a safety issue for you and for the other drivers. So just know, just remember that having a DD always helps you party another day. If you have a designated driver, you increase the opportunity to go out and celebrate the holidays without creating a problem for yourself and others. And this is kind of a joke, but it's a serious joke. And that is, a tree never hits an automobile except in self-defense. So, you know, I've seen a lot of cars wrapped around trees in my career. It usually doesn't end well for the driver one way or another. The smallest trees, I've seen trees only 4 or 5 inches in diameter that don't move an inch, and I've seen cars wrapped around those tiny little trees. So please, please use a designated driver. Be smart. Call Uber. We have Uber and Lyft here in town. It's the way to go to maintain your safety and the safety of others. And you asked about stupid criminal stuff. Well, this wasn't a criminal. It was a traffic thing. But I remember one time when I was a police officer in Virginia, I was working midnights. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I pulled up behind a car that was stopped at a stop sign. And there was very little traffic around. The car didn't go. I tapped my horn a couple of times. The driver still didn't go. So I called it in to dispatch, and I got out of my car and walked up, and the driver was sitting behind the wheel, awake, staring straight ahead. I tapped on the window. It was winter. I remember it was very cold. The driver rolled down their window. Now, remember, I pulled up to the car, and it was stopped at a stop sign. And he said to me, before I had a chance to say anything, "Why did you stop me?" And I said, "Well, I didn't. You've been sitting at this stop sign for a while, and you didn't respond to my horn, so I came up to see what was going on." And his response was, "I was waiting for the stop sign to turn green."
Oh, my goodness.
So I conducted a real quick DUI investigation, and he got to spend the evening in our jail and got his car towed because he was drunk. But I've told that story many times over the years, and maybe the context here isn't as funny because I'm a good storyteller, but when I tell that to people, they always get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, he's going to be waiting a long time for that stop sign to turn green. So
I hope he's he's not sitting there now, I hope, but yeah, you're right.
Oh, my goodness, that's a good one. Maybe we should make this a monthly feature here. Just what's the dumb criminal story of the month here?
Well, I'll start making notes of that, and we'll see if we can help.
Very good. Well, and again, one other thing I want to highlight here, there's something called Cops and Kids that your department's involved in.
Oh, yeah. I meant to mention that right off at the top of the show. Tomorrow, we're going to have several police officers, and I think we're going to have some Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies assist us at Walmart tomorrow morning with Shop with a Cop. So the local FOP has raised money. FOP is the Fraternal Order of Police, to buy Christmas presents for our kids that may not be able to enjoy the kind of Christmas that many of the listeners enjoyed when they were little, or what they do for their kids. So police officers in uniform will be at Walmart tomorrow morning shopping with, the last count we had was 79 children, to help them have a better Christmas than they otherwise would. So we're very excited about that.
Oh, what a wonderful opportunity for those kids. And that's really what the whole season's about.
It is.
Well, great. Director Butler, it's certainly great to have you on here again. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and looking forward to another great year of talking with you here in 2020.
Yeah, likewise to you, and the same to all your listeners. Please be safe and enjoy your holidays, and have a good year in 2020.
Okay. And he's Director Dennis Butler. He's the director of the Riley County Police Department, heard every month here on K-Man's In Focus. That'll do it here for today. Be sure to tune in on Monday. We will have the Riley County Historical Museum featured with a lot of Christmas discussion coming up on that program. I'm Brandon Peoples. So long. Don't forget the Blueville's Horticulture Hints coming up next.